Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Jesus is our protection. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. At this time of the year when we pause to celebrate the birth of Jesus, we think of that small infant in a feeding trough, a place where animals were kept. We think of the helplessness of newborn babies. They have to have the protection of parents. Without the protection of their parents, they would perish. But this small infant came into the world not exclusively to receive the protection of his mother Mary and father Joseph, but he came to be our protection. He was sent specifically by the Father to provide eternal protection. We all walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We know that it is appointed unto each and every person on this earth, unless there is the rapture before, to face physical death. But I love the way the psalmist writes here in the 23rd Psalm that even in this awareness of the shadow of death, the impending death of all humanity, we do not need to have that fear. Why? Because Jesus came into the world to take away fear. He is with us, and by his strength, he will give us the comfort we need. I have used many times this passage of Scripture in the fourth verse of chapter 23 in Psalm, of a shepherd with his staff. That's the long instrument with a hook on the end. We sometimes will see small children carrying a staff with them in portrayals of the scene of the shepherds, and seldom, if ever, do we see one of those small children carrying the rod. The rod is more like an axe handle. It was used to defend the flock against marauding wild animals. That shepherd kept that because at times it was necessary to protect his flock from the ravages of wild animals. Jesus came not only to bring a staff to lift us when we fall, but he comes with a rod of his protection to keep us from evil. And we have no fear of evil because he is with us. In this week, as so many take time to think about the birth of Jesus, remember that he came to save us. And as we kneel before him, recognize we kneel before our Savior. Jesus is our protection. Receive his protection today. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you have come into the world, that you give us the wonderful protection that we need not fear life or those around us or death that is beckoning each and every person on this earth, but those of us who have received life that is everlasting. We need not fear death, for we have already passed from death to life. Oh, what wonderful comfort that is to us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that you give us Jesus as our protection. And we pray this in the name of that Savior, Jesus our Lord. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.